Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Hey guys, welcome to Bowhunter Planet Podcast. We hope you're having a wonderful evening, morning, or night, depending on where you're at and what you're doing. But today, Jamie and I are going to hang out with you, and we are going to talk about a couple different topics today. One is the Bowhunter Planet website. We're going to go over some of the newest sponsors for the Bowhunter Planet Podcast, which is actually extremely exciting that people still want to sponsor us. I don't know why, but whatever.
This is awesome.
It works for us. But yeah, we're going to go over some of the sponsors tonight. We did some updates to the website as well. I thought that'd be kind of cool to review. And we're going to get to it. So without further ado, let's share our screen and talk about a couple things. And, you know, for those of you who are listening today, we are in the midst of turkey season. And as we are speaking these words, us will be at turkey camp. So you can tune in, see us, maybe some live feeds and different stuff from the camp Thursday through Sunday. So it should be really exciting. One of the sponsors that did come on this year for the podcast and is really exciting to us was Dead Ringer. And they have a whole bunch of different broadheads that we're going to be playing with at this hunt camp. So I'm really excited about this. You know, Jamie hasn't picked out which one he's using yet, but like there's definitely a variety. And Jamie, speaking of which, what bow are you going to use for turkey season here?
The Cure from last year.
So you're using Elite. So yeah. Elite Cure. Now you've shot Elite now for how many years would you say?
Two years. Yeah.
The good news is that Elite, they're actually supposed to call me today. That's supposed to be coming up. But yeah, so they've always been a great partner and always what we do is like a sponsored hunter type deal where, you know, companies can have a hunter that's kind of dedicated to a brand. And Jamie's pretty much been dedicated to 10 Point and Elite for the past
two, 3 years.
And then we've had Kevin on Excalibur generally, myself generally on Bowtech and Excalibur. And then Tim's kind of like whatever, you know, mostly crossbow, but mostly Excalibur for him. But these are just, you know, if companies want to do that, it's an option we give and it's kind of fun. And, you know, it gives us that opportunity to really deep dive products a little bit more and use them in the field as we go. So I don't know if Kevin's here, but his camera's not on. I don't see him. Not sure. Anyway, I don't see audio either, so I don't know. Maybe he's trying to set it up. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about a little bit is just kind of getting into that concept of, you know, what's out there, what's not, and all that stuff. As of right now, I'm launching this video. It's my bow build for turkey season, which I'm going to use the Bowtech Solution SS and with loaded with a lot of Dead Ringer products. I'm using my favorite rest of all time, the Whisker Biscuit from Trophy Ridge. And, you know, from there, we, you know, you just setting up your bow is fun. And actually, Kevin and I just put on the nose button too, the Bomar nose button, no boom, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. If you have another person to help you put it on, it's really easy because all he did was make a mark with a marker and then we just put it on, you tie it in, and it's
definitely have to do that once, you know, the bow comes in for hunting season.
wherever we go to.
Yeah.
And you know, doing that is just, it's nice to have that anchor point that's pretty solid. You know, but I think overall just getting your gear together is fun. We just signed with Cobra Archery as well for releases. They came on to support the podcast and the Test Lab show. So that's a big deal for us that it's, you know, it's great to have a great partner, and Cobra is going to be a great partner for us. And so we're really excited about that. And the releases are awesome. I know you've had a chance to use them, Nopum, yet, but they have some tech in those releases. They're so slim design that it's just very exciting to me. The post itself is very slim, and when you have it, you really don't even know what's there, which makes it awesome. We are actually, because of COVID and because of, you know, the marketplace right now, for those of you who have been paying attention, everything's sold out. It doesn't matter what you're trying to buy, a car, truck, whatever. So it's really hard for us right now to get product. That's been a very long going situation for us. So that's not normal. Normally by this time, all the bows are here from all the brands, whether they're for hunting or just for test lab. Everything's in house by now. At this point, we're still missing a large quantity of arrows from Black Eagle Arrows. We're missing Expedition bows, PSC bows. We're missing a Hoyt bow. I mean, there's so many things that have not come in because of this scenario that it's kind of depressing, but it's good. It's a good thing that these guys are selling, but it's kind of scary when they, you know, it's hard to keep up realistically.
For sure.
But, yeah, so I was thinking, when I look at my rig, I'm really excited. I got the video. I just launched it, so that'll be something people can watch me and Kevin put this bow together. And to be honest, I've been kind of having a lot of fun, like with the bow builds. I built the Redemption already, Bay Archer Redemption, which I plan to use this fall. And I built this Bowtech SS, Solution SS. And I feel like sometimes people go over the top with some of the product they put on, where it's really hard to set it up themselves or try to do it. But I'm having a lot of fun with that Whisker Biscuit. It just makes it so easy.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Super easy. And then, you know, putting on you definitely need a bow press, you know, to get your peep in. That's probably the hardest part. Before that, to me, the hardest part is putting on a drop away. I've never really been a big fan of putting them on. I like using them, but, you know, having a time on, I know, Nopum, you've done most of them for us. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that, I guess?
I mean, I used to use the football a lot, which would be okay. Then it seems like every time you're in the middle of the season, you're out, I'm out in camp, and I can't, it starts slipping, and unless you tie it into the string and have someone tie it in real good so it's not slipping around everywhere. Yeah. I just started using the Whisker Biscuit myself.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from it because it just works so good and it's consistent.
Doesn't really take any speed off, so.
No, I mean, we've seen so much positivity from it. It's really impressive, honestly, you know, when you look at it from that perspective. I'm trying to find this peep site on the Trophy Ridge site. I don't know if it's under Trophy Ridge or it's under the Fletcher brand, but they have a peep site that you don't have to tie it in. It's a non-tie-in. It basically crosses. So the string goes in and then it crosses around it like an X, and that pushes it together. And then you can manually it's not the easiest thing, but you can move it up and down if you need to, like in adjustments. Mm. But it makes it so much easier, especially if you're not good at tying things in like I ain't.
It took a while to get pretty decent at that, but I still watch the video as I do it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes you just literally blank out, you know, like how many loops have we put on, you know? And sometimes you're just like, I can't figure out the loop, right? You know, it's so it kind of gets a little bit crazy. There, I found it right here. I'll share my screen. You see? Okay, I can't see what you see. But so this is it. And then so what happens is, do you see my mouse moving?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what happens is it goes through your string, and then your string, you split it. It splits like this, right? And then you take this side and you come like that, and this side and come like that. And it creates this, like, you know, figure eight, or whatever you want to call it. And it ties in real nice. So yeah, this thing is really cool. And then when we did the bear bow, so when I did the, speaking of which, we haven't gotten this yet, and this is something really excited to get my hands on that we have not got our hands on yet, are the new Bear crossbows. They are sweet looking. Extremely small.
Jeez.
Eventually. It's when stock comes back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
craziness right now. Kevin, can you hear us?
I can hear, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit low, though.
Is that better?
A little bit more, maybe.
How about that?
Nah, it doesn't seem to be moving at all.
Is that better?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it doesn't seem to be coming through my that red device.
I think it has to be if you're using your mic.
You might just be on the computer. You know, we'll have to fix it.
I'm on the computer right now. Yeah.
Tap your mic. Yeah, it's working. Might have to turn up your mic on that end somehow. Weird.
Testing, testing.
That's better. Maybe you just gotta get closer.
Maybe.
I turned something up.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Okay. All right. So what we were talking about is kind of the website, just some of the stuff going on at the website. We tend to try to get some updates when we can to it. I wanted to point out a couple things for those of you who are watching this video on YouTube and Facebook and all that, that you can see it. We do have a podcast section. If you click it, it's going to go to the podcast season 5. And in here, it's going to be updated dramatically here. And when I say that is we keep getting new sponsors and we keep adding them in here. So Novix just came on as of this week. They make tree stands. They're also sister company of Lone Wolf, as many of you have heard that brand before, making some awesome stands. So these things are American made, high quality. We will be giving one away here coming up very shortly with these guys and with whitetail.com. So they do some stuff with those guys as well. And it's a really cool community. So we're going to go over there and create an account and then, you know, give one of these away if you come, you know, follow us on that account, basically. But this stand's awesome. They're going to be sending us these in the mail coming up. And then me and Opum are going to get these up in the field, replace all of our stands with these. So very exciting, Opum, for the tree stand part.
Good, because we got to get back in those woods.
Yeah, and these are perfect for it. They got small sticks. And you know, this opens up the door. We can get anything we need from Lone Wolf as well. So, you know, it opens up doors. Let's see, tree stands. So if we need stuff there too, we can get our hands on it. So if there's stuff here we want to play with, especially these stick packages and stuff, they got some really cool, like this assault hunt ready, you know, you just walk around with this thing, you know, and find a quick setup and go. All right. So back to the website. I also wanted to point out, you know, we have just started using the Bomar nose button. So this will be something we're going to be using a lot coming up on all the rigs. The Bomars do sponsor the show. So thank you guys for that. We appreciate it. And this is a product that's a no-brainer to me. The price, you get two of them in the pack and, you know, you can pick any color. So to me, this is a no-brainer for something you should always have. And, you know, to have that anchor point is a really big deal. And, you know, when you're hunting, sometimes the thing about hunting is that you don't know what's going to happen. Your adrenaline takes over, all these things happen. So to me, if you can come back and have something that indicates your anchor point, that's going to guarantee that you're going to put your shot where you need to put it, or at least have your right position in mind and not, you know, tweak it. Good example of this is Brian. He used to use a Kisser button for a long time as his anchor point. Now, a Kisser button, for those of you who haven't used one or have, you all know that it can rip the corner of your mouth a little bit sometimes. And if you have like a clamp on there, you can hit the metal, can like kind of, you can feel it over time, just kind of, because if you start to really get comfortable and try to really get it in there, eventually it keeps ripping. So that's why this one's nice. You're just touching your nose and firing. But anyhow, he used to use the Kisser button. And then the pro shop guy told him, he's like, you know, no one's really using these anymore. It's kind of like the old thing. So you should really practice without it, which I do agree with. I don't think you really need a Kisser button, in my opinion, especially when you have something like this in the market. Yeah. This is awesome. But anyway, so he took a shot, his first shot with his new Matthew switchback a few years back when that bow came out. This is when this happened. He missed the deer because he didn't anchor correctly. And the deer was like 10 yards in front of him, but on such a steep angle that when he fired, you know, he didn't have the anchor point set. So the bow was tilted. He shot over its back by like 5 feet.
Oof.
And he was devastated because that was a nice buck on state land, and I'll never forget it because he went right, he took that bow that morning at in the afternoon, went right up to a pro shop up north and got a Kisser button put on. Redialed in and everything. He was so mad, like I'll never forget it. So anyway, I definitely recommend this, guys. Like I said, no brainer. You know, and also follow these guys on social. I mean, Bomars have the amazing social media. I mean, it's literally powerhouse. These guys are so good at it and really nice people. All right. Shadow Hunter Blinds, Kevin's working to go pick these up for us actually as we speak. So we're really excited about this. So especially for the ground blind hunters, and we have a lot of them on our team, and even me and Nopin will use these obviously a lot as well. I'm not always a tree stand person, so this is a very exciting concept to me. Especially if you have the space, right? You need a little more space for this. And, you know, I would like to get ours like this as well with the platform. So it's, you know, you can get up there, but
definitely the way to go if you got kids hunting.
Correct. Yeah. With the kids coming, this is going to be a blessing coming up here. And the good news is it looks like we're getting our hands on them in May again, you know, because of the COVID and all the sales and everything. It's hard to get our hands on even the ones that are the marketing ones, right? Because it just ain't happening right now. So we got to wait a little longer than we were hoping, but it is what it is. It's fine. And so very excited about this. They also make these elevators that Kevin was talking about earlier, because we got some blinds out there now that are just sitting there that could be raised if you had these elevators. So so if you have a blind and you want to just elevate it, consider getting one of these packages here. You know, if you want all this, it's $500. But if you just want the elevators, you can get it pretty cheap. All right. Element. So we just got in our Element hunting gear like recently. And so we're really excited about this, because coming up here when in Turkey, we'll be able to start using this stuff. And I haven't actually used it, so I'm very excited about this. We've been working with Element for like 2 years, realistically. But this is the first chance I actually had to get this stuff. So I am very ecstatic to try it out and wear it. What'd you guys think of it so far?
I haven't got into it and tried it on yet, but from the couple, just the pieces of shirt or shirts I got, they are nice.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. Kevin, yours is in your garage. I don't know if you've seen it there.
Yeah.
You got a box out there.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance since I got back from Florida. I've been kind of busy, but I'm going to get out there because I'm probably going to wear it turkey hunting either Sunday or Monday or maybe both.
Perfect. And then so Burris, right? So we worked with Burris for how many years on Opum?
It's been a couple, two or three.
So this has been an exciting partnership because you know, if you guys don't use good binoculars, like it's a night and day thing, like when you use a good pair, and Burris has like the best binoculars. I mean, they are so nice. All their stuff's nice. Their glass is so good. And when you change over from a cheap pair of, like, you know, what you get at like a Meijer or a Bass Pro, whatever, like some cheap pair you bought for like $50 or something, when you move from this to that, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend a good pair of these things and to sit on them forever. You know, these things last a long time and they have great warranties on them. So it's
lifetime warranty.
Yeah, definitely recommend to pick one up and keep it. They also have scopes, and now they have a bow sight that can, you know, tell you a bow or crossbow.
Range finding crossbow sight.
There you go. Yeah. So it's completely bad bones, right? It's called the Oracle X and the Oracle 2, but these are really great products, and looking forward to doing more with these. You know, we actually have a lot of so we're clear, and so you guys understand how our relationships work. Boner Plant Podcast, you can buy sponsorships. It's not like you're like a sponsor, like I have to use the product. They basically buy like an advertisement, like you buy a magazine. So the thing about it for us is we have three companies who have scopes that support what we do. HHA, Dead Ringer, and Oracle here with Burris. So we have a lot to choose from is the best wording. So what we do, and it works really well, is we spread it out. We you know, like Jamie thoroughly uses this scope, right? He uses the Oracle.
Yep.
For everything he does, and he's the only one who really uses this, and it's, you know, it's not fair really, because it's awesome. And
Isaac uses it too.
I forgot Isaac has one. Yeah,
double not fair.
Yeah. And then he gets the other one, which the Oracle X range finding crossbow scope, which is sick.
I can't wait to get our hands on that one.
Yeah, that thing's sick.
That should go to Kevin.
Yeah, the Tavern should definitely spread out the love here. This should. How much is this thing?
It's got to show up, like $800 or something. Not bad. It's got it there.
Does it?
It's not available quite yet.
Oh yeah, no, 900.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that thing is gonna be sick. Yeah. Anyway, that's Burris. Okay. HHA. So everybody knows HHA. One of the cool parts about HHA right now is this new Tetra stabilizer they're launched, and they got these coming to us next week. So I'm really excited to do a Tesla video on these things. This is a new concept for them. And I think they've done stabilizers in the past, but this just coming out, these are top notch stabilizers. You can see if you're, well, sorry, some of you are just listening to this. they're priced around $110 all the way up to like $320. So these is like legit stabilizers, meaning like they're using carbon rod and different stuff. So very high end stuff. Very excited to try it. As far as our sights go, you know, the Tetra has been a huge thing, and we've all used them here and there and spread out. Again, we'll definitely have 200 or 300 hunters using HHAs this year specifically, especially people who love the optimizer concepts. Because, you know, to reach out and be able to adjust yourself is awesome. Now, Noteboom doesn't have to deal with that because he just hits a button and it tells him where to go. So it's a little bit, it's a little different, but that's why I've been actually working towards the Tetra 4-pin, because I like that idea of having the 4-pin straight in there with no changes. But then if I do need to reach out past 40 yards or 50 yards, wherever my last pin is, I can do it. Now I'm up to 80, you know, pretty cool. Yeah. They also have rested HHA. So this is another thing. We have a lot of rest suppliers.
I used that a couple times, and I do like it.
This is a great rest. Yeah. The Virtus is, this is going to compete with anybody in the drop away market very easily. So very exciting. This rest, you know, anyway. So HHA, then they have HHA USA. So definitely if you can help out there, check out that program. It helps veterans. And it's a great program. We've had Chris on so many times to talk about it. It is, you know, people like Chris they don't come by those kind of guys all the time. And he's a great person. And that's one of the things I love about HHA is just Chris's leadership, the way he leads and doing things like HHA USA. I mean, it's incredible, right? It's just, I mean, you heard him, Noteboom. Yeah. I mean, the way that he's so passionate about it. It's hard not to love the guy, especially when the things he does to help people, you know?
Yep.
All right. That's HHA. Great company. Cobra Archery. So again, one of our newest relationships with Cobra this year, Kevin and I did the video going through the different releases. Now it's interesting. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, and I know everybody watching this on video is going to notice it, but every one of these companies has like the same kinds of things, right? So like
broadheads,
Cobra, yeah, so there you go. Cobra's got sight and broadheads, right? And so does all the other ones we work with. So like I said before, we're kind of a spread out type team, and we have Team BHB. For those who don't join that group, you should, because that's sometimes what we do. We say to, hey, we got this Barbarian broadhead here from Cobra. Is anybody willing to shoot it and show us the results, right? We'll send it to you for free. So that's one of the advantages to Team BHB, that we put that program together for our purpose, is we needed the help, right? There's just so much. And, you know, just getting these products for people to play with is really fun. And, you know, also helps us to understand like what's cool about it, what's not, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, all right. And then Cobra's releases. Wow. Like I said before, I'm very excited about it. I think that they're great. They're just, they kind of blew me away, honestly. When I first saw them, I wasn't sure what to expect. And then when you can, so Noteboom, I'll try to explain to you the best I can here. So this release here, this is the Wilderness. If you see, there's two sides to this right here. And what happens is you can actually squeeze without touching the trigger. You can squeeze it closed. So you can go to the loop and just squeeze it and it closes, which is freaking cool.
Yeah.
So pinch to close, they call it. It's really cool concept. Again, the stem is very small and it has three positions that can fold out of the way. The strap is reflective. So if you drop it, you can shine your light and you'll be able to see it reflect. Sick. Really, really cool. Dead ringer.
I like that one with the spring on it too.
Yes, the spring one. I lost it. How did it go? Here it is. The spring one. So this is $110 about. So they have some prices that go from like $130 down to, I believe, $60. Is that right, Kevin? I think it was $60.
I think there is one that was about $60. Yeah,
$60 and $50. There's a $50. Oh, wow. A
$50 one.
Wow, that's a good deal. Pioneer pinch to close. They didn't send us this one. Wow. See, this is some of the same tech. Kevin and I were talking about this. One of the things about Cobra that we love is their concept that even on their cheaper models, you're still getting some of the same tech, and you're getting this three position fold on the cheaper model. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
As well as the pinch to close. So Boom, I'm telling you right now, no matter which one of these you take, it's not going to matter. They're awesome.
Yeah.
And then this other one's the one Kevin's talking about.
They're comfortable too. They really feel nice. They're like got like neoprene inside, and they're soft and feel really good when you're using them.
So this is the Maverick. This is the one Kevin was talking about. So this one has the adjustable distance by just loosening these two bolts, and you can move it in and out. And the spring, you know, squeezes or it lets go. But you can take the spring off if you don't want it, and it can just dangle. So it's just kind of up to you. But it works great. And the spring will actually do a half inch, you know, hold a half inch position. So if you bend it down, it'll stay down half inch. Pretty cool. All right. Moving on to Dead Ringer. Wow. Dead Ringer's got a lot of crap, guys. Not going to lie.
Yeah, they always have.
They have a lot of stuff. So Dead Ringer, they have so much stuff. It's really incredible. But anyway, the first thing I'm playing with right now, and I just did it in the video, is this Tac Driver bow sight. It's actually a very well-made sight. Like, it looks cheap when you just look at it like this. Honestly, it doesn't look like much, but it feels great, and the build quality is really nice. And when you have the adjustments, it has a quick release, and then you can do clicks and just turn this. And this literally just knob, you just tighten it or loosen it, and then you can move these clickers. It works really well, so I'm very excited about that. Stabilizers. They sent us this vector stabilizer. So I just put this on the bow. I believe it was an 8-inch one, and it's got the quick release, so it's real fast, easy, and it retails for $37. It's awesome. So, but Dead Ringer's mainly known for their broadheads, and they have a crap ton. And, you know, the Super Freak and the Super Freak Extreme are the two big ones. The ones we have, no boom, to choose from, the Hyper Strike we have, which is only $20 for a pack, which is awesome. I think we might have the Freak Nasty. Kevin, do you remember that one?
I do not.
Okay. And then there's a Super Freak, which I don't know if we have these, but we do have the Super Freak Extreme Expo, which out of a crossbow, that's going to be powerhouse hit, especially for a turkey. And or a deer, I guess. They have a ton in here. The hatchet's the one I think that I was going to try out coming up here. Yeah, I believe. Yep, it's the hatchet. That's the one I'm really excited about for deer season and for turkey. So, because I mean, I just think it looks awesome.
What's that Trident one? That looks pretty
Trident
cool. On the bottom there.
I believe that's like a small game.
Oh, fish.
Oh, bow fishing. Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yeah, fishing. Okay. That's what that's for.
Yeah. It's sweet. And there's a ton of other stuff here, guys. You just have to go on Dead Ringer's website to check it out, but they have a ton of stuff and their accessory line is awesome. They got like, you know, let's see. I mean, there's so many things here. They have bow stands. They got cases, tons of cases. They sent us cases, gun cases, this new hex key 9-piece wrench system. So we're using those. They're just so cool. Quivers. I'm actually testing this quick fire one right now. But yeah, so they just have a ton. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff at this company, some really cool stuff. So they also own the Grind, which they sponsored us with the Grind as well, which is really exciting, right? Because now we get actual turkey stuff. Deer calls, turkey calls. This is really, we're like kidding a candy
store. I always got one nice, like Tom or Jake, and then I got a bunch of $10, you know, foam
pieces of
junk. So
I'll tell you what, their decoys look so real. They're amazing. That's
good.
Yeah, you're going to love them. The calls are great. Kevin and I did the video. I didn't put the video out. I'll probably publish that later this week, but still working on it. But yeah, so we did the mouth calls. They have box calls. Here's the pot call, Kevin. You and I were talking about it. This, we don't have a pot call, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
With the stick. We do have the box
call. I'm not very good at the pot calls, but the mouth and the box are pretty easy.
We got locator calls. We got all these actually. All of them came in. Night glider, crow call, caw, crow caw. Decoys, we got the Reaper. Yeah. So that's
the lay down and turkey. That's that one.
We got a lay down, and we got this one.
The I bought that Reaper one back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh crap, that's cool.
don't know where it's at, but
that lay down hen was a breeding position.
Oh,
the lay down hen.
They don't say anything on here about, you remember, Kevin, we were talking about how the fan has different colors on different sides.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about Eastern or Northern or you know, Eastern or Western or whatever the two are. I thought maybe it would. I don't see anything. Maybe I'm missing it, but.
Yeah, you probably just got to look it up and know what you're hunting in your area.
Yeah, because the fan, if you flip it, no boom, is like a little bit different color on the one side.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, but Jamie, that lay down one, that's they said that is like the breeding position when the hen is ready to breed.
Hmm.
So you put that in with a Jake decoy, and a big one sees it. He's like, wait a minute, I'm getting over there.
They also sent some grunt calls, so that's really exciting for season. Make sure we got these things ready to rock. And then they sent this sling backpack, which is sick.
That's cool.
And yeah, it's perfect. It's not huge. You can fit you can literally fit everything you need, especially if you have a little camera you can put in there, all your calls. No,
I plan to go compact this year behind one of those ghost blinds. So
yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. All right. We talked about the grind, Black Eagle arrows, which we've worked with for a long time. And the arrows right now, the arrows I ordered, which we don't have yet, I believe are, I think I got the Zombie Slayers this year. Okay. I think I got us a whole case of these. When I say case, it's like a huge case.
Yeah, I used to shoot those ones.
Yeah, I like these ones. I'm good with it. So when they get here, they get here. There's just, unfortunately, like I said, because of COVID, it's going to take a while. But we love Black Eagle. It's always been very quality product and very exciting. We talked about Novix, and then we got our additional support, Deer Camp Coffee. These guys are awesome. They're actually right by us, which is crazy. Yeah. I could literally go there in like 10 minutes. I mean,
hey, did you see we're in the go back up? We're in the top there. Oh, you just passed it again. Hmm? Seen on television. Bow Hunter Planet.
Oh, yeah. There we are. I didn't see it. I'm glad you saw it. Yeah, so pretty cool. And you know, they're so close. Like Kevin went in there the other day and bought coffee, actually. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah, they're real nice. They're fun to talk to. And
yeah, they drop off coffee for you guys. You gotta grab it. I keep forgetting to tell you, I got so much coffee here, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, it keeps coming and I keep forgetting to give it to you guys in like boxes of it. It's really stupid. Anyway.
You pretend to give it to me for my birthday.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Hey, look, I got you all this coffee. Thanks, bud.
And then Yeti does support us as well, with a lot of drinkware and coolers and stuff. They've always been a great supporter of BHB, yeah. And they always send us stuff to play with. So I love working with Yeti because they're just so nice, and you know, they always hook us up. So it's cool. Yeah. The other one's not
send on stuff here. In colors that my wife doesn't like though.
Yeah,
she always steals everything.
The only one not on here that just sponsored is Camp Chef.
Oh
yeah.
This relationship is
quit my job and start making barbecue. You know,
yeah, I'm here. We are so excited about this relationship with Ryan and our friends over there at Camp Chef. This one, this one's a little different, right? Because this isn't honey related necessarily fully. It is honey related in the sense that we cook venison and different stuff like that. But this is something that can be used all year round for our families and camping. And a lot of us are big campers, and Opum still, you're technically not a camper,
I'm telling you that pizza oven comes in, I'm going to put on at least 50 pounds.
I'm sure it's going to happen. Use it
every single day.
You better be putting on a pizza party. Is what you better put on.
No problem.
Pizza. We're going to have a couple of those pizza cookers. So.
I'll make barbecue. I'll make like a pulled pork pizza. Cooking.
Yeah. Well, Kevin and I live close to each other, so when we put our order in for what we wanted, we had to be strategic because it didn't make sense to like both of us get the same thing. Yeah. So I got the smoker and he got like a whole big outdoor cook thing. It's pretty cool. But yeah, there's just, you know, one of the cool parts about Camp Chef that I really, really like, not is number one, there's the Wi-Fi part of it, which actually Noteboom ordered the non-Wi-Fi, and Tim helped him out by making it clear that
Tim did one nice thing for me in the last 10 years.
He said you're getting great. He said you are getting a ball shot for that, by the way.
Yeah, well, I got sledgehammers and razor blades at the camp, so you can keep going.
So Another cool thing besides the Wi-Fi, another cool thing about Camp Chef is they have this thing called Sidekick accessories. And what it is they have these cooking systems. And so what happens is you have a cooking system, and then on the system, you have different attachments, which then means you can use the grill for whatever. So just imagine, and I'll show it in a minute on the video part, you have a three burner system outside. You have three burners on, and now you have the option to have this outdoor pizza oven go on there. You can take it off. You can put on a grill box. You can take that off. You can put on a skillet, like a flat, you know, cook like a flat cooking pan, griddle. So it is like literally one of the coolest things, the cooking systems. It is, in my mind, it's really smart because, you know, you can like put all these different things on, and you can still cook outside, and you know, all the smell, and if you want to deep fry something or whatever, you could do it outside now.
That's what I'm getting, right?
You're looking at it.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I mean, it gives you so much variety, you know, from going from a griddle to a grill to a pizza oven to, I mean, it's just so smart. Or if you just want to open stove so you can boil water. I mean,
I'm gonna literally have to go invest in a couple more propane tanks.
Can you imagine that set up at bear camp?
No, that's, oh, and speaking of that, I was going to tell you guys, I talked to Chevy the other day, or yesterday, 2 days ago, and he said that no one can bear hunt in Canada because you can't get into Canada.
But next year, if it opens, we got to sign up with the quickness.
I told him, I said, we have about at least 10 guys ready to go. So,
yeah, it's got to be the first year because it's just going to be insane.
Yeah, the bears are probably not getting hunted that much except by the locals, and
there's going to be a huge bear population.
Yeah.
I mean, huge. I mean, it's
going to be 100%. Are you sure you want to go, Dave?
Oh, he wants to go. I'm going to sit with him and film.
I'm going. Everybody wants to go. There's so many people want to go. It's crazy. Will they actually go? I don't know. But I'm going to tell them, like, because the thing is we don't know when we're going to go again. I mean, the last time we went was 2016, I think.
I mean, this is the year, like, you know, I got a decent bear. So I've wait for some around 300 pounds.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I thought your last one was 300.
It was only 240. It was still nice.
Let's not push.
Well, everybody thought it was about
300 till we
got Oh, yeah. I was pumped.
It was over 300 till it got put on.
It kept growing. The funny thing was, is Merriman's like, yeah, it's about 230, 240. And then by the time we got back to camp, it was about 350.
Not by Merriman though. He stuck with his 240.
Yeah, no. He's a bear. He's the bear whisperer.
The bear savant.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, we should call that Ron St. Louis and tell him, look, when it opens up, we wanna bring a camp up again.
Well, you know, Chevy talks to him all the time, so supposedly we're, you know, I told him, you know, but we definitely need to make contact too and be ready.
Yeah.
Cause I definitely want to go again. Cause that was so fun.
Yeah.
Don't do that every day. So anyway, so that's the sponsors. A lot of thanks to those guys. I mean, it's been a different year for us. I mean, the podcast is on fire this year. We've had a lot of success with it and the numbers are really high and things have really gone up and the support's been coming. So it's been a really great year for us, a little bit different than normal. A little less grind, I guess would be the word to use. But you know, BHP's got a lot of different areas, so it makes it fun, you know, because we have the podcast, but we also got the test lab and then we got our hunting stuff. And then, so there's just so many different varieties and things to play with for advertisers now that they like that, you know, they like to have that ability to do the podcast, but also do test lab, but also get some, you know, play on the podcast. And, you know, it's just fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, did I miss it? Did you talk about the reveal stuff?
I did not talk about reveal. Thank you, Kevin. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah. Do we got to put cameras out next weekend or?
Yeah. I want to know. I know I want to get.
Oh, it's right here. It's the second one. I confused it because I saw the element. So yeah. So the cameras, no boom, the cameras that we had on the land are ready to go. I've updated them.
Because
I'm gonna bring
not it. Even for deer, I want to see what they're doing with this fence.
Correct. Yeah, those are going to be ready to go. Kevin, yours are still
monitor your their activity.
Mine are not updated yet.
No, you need to put the download. I did a video on how to do the update. I was thinking you should probably learn to do it anyway.
Okay. Okay.
But I put that online already, so you can actually watch it. And then it's actually really easy.
You know how many people I got asking, hey man, if you get any extra reveals, let me know. Nope.
So we've seen batteries, no boom, and we're good to go. And we got to turn the service back on because I turned it off on those. But
yeah,
once it's back on, we can get
lithium batteries.
Yeah, it's gotta be lithium, and then we'll get those back going. And then same with you, Kevin. We gotta get those back in the field, and then. We do have new ones coming, though. They do have a new one coming out. I can't talk about it, but it is happening soon. So there will be a new model. We're not allowed to speak about it. You guys don't know about it either. I only know because they've been emailing me about it.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple coming up.
Don't they also have like a bow mount or something like that camera?
No, that's Tacticam.
Yeah.
That's a different brand. I mean, Tacticam owns Reveal, but like it's a separate brand. So we don't work with Tacticam directly. We just work with the Reveal part of it.
A lot of our ambassadors love Tacticam.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good stuff about it. Tacticam is they got the cameras, you know. My whole thing with this is I have no problem with it. I would definitely try it out and use it and all that stuff. I just after filming last year's hunt with my GoPro, I'm not a really big fan of the on the bow camera for distance. So if it's 20 yards plus, you're going to see something. I just, you know, I don't know if it's going to be what you're thinking in your mind, you know, like you still need a camcorder, you know, that's for me, for what we do. If you're just a person who wants to capture the moment and don't really care about quality or any of that, or, you know, quality, I shouldn't say that, but the distance, if you want to see the deer at far away at 20 yards, it's going to be far away at 20 yards. And the other issue you have is movement from your arm, right? Because you're holding it out there and you fire and you're supposed to drop your arm technically. So now you're shooting against your, you know, either way. But they do have one.
I was real happy with those reveals last year. The quality of pictures they were sending to our phones was the only bad thing is it's so freaking frustrating. Sometime I'm sitting in one blind and I get a picture sent me from my blind 200 yards away and there's a buck there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to use my buck grunt and everything. Like maybe I can get him to come to me. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was thinking, I've never had a camera work so good as we had those reveals work. So, I mean, I'm a believer regardless on them supporting us. I've never had a camera work like that. I mean, it worked almost every time. Like, it's just crazy.
And it didn't take a lot of motion. You could set it where, I mean, it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was picking up Tim's Joanne fabric leaves like nonstop.
Yeah,
I love picking on Tim when he's not here. It's actually more fun when he is, though.
I had to shut his cameras off.
I'm like, I did that too. I lowered the range on the one because those leaves kept going in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, but I had coyotes, raccoons, possums, so many things on camera.
Yes sir. So that's really it, guys. I mean, we just keep moving, and I'm really excited because I really wanted to do a subject on the history of each of the sponsors, their history. That's not the easiest thing to do because some of that history is not public in some cases. So we were thinking about how to do that and work with them to try to maybe have them read their history, and then we could talk about it or something. It'd be kind of cool, but we'll see how that goes, if it's something we can have happen. For those of you listening on the podcast, the just an update to the live show has been postponed till the fall. So just FYI on that, we decided, and we're all a little busy to be honest. So now the podcast will record on different days. Normally we record just on Thursdays after the live feed, but now we'll have to move it around due to kids having sports.
Yeah, my son signed up for archery trainer classes, like 3D archery. So that'd be cool on Thursdays, of course.
That's all right. That's good. I mean, hey, that's important. Got to get out there.
We should get Connor out there with them.
Yeah, well, James paid a lot of money.
It's at DSC. I mean, it's $200 for like the summer. It's not terrible, but
no, that ain't bad.
Yeah,
if Conroe will do it, Grandpa would probably pay.
Unless you want to do 3D shoots in your backyard, that's what Dave thinks works better.
No, you're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not. You know, I'm good. I just worried that Willie wanted to really do it. But when's that starting? Open?
May 6th. Yeah,
they still have openings.
You can message him on Facebook, the DSC, and ask. I send in his application. You just got to pay that first day. But long gone are the days, and we can go actually behind Kevin's house and have free reign.
Yeah, I know.
Shoot an open field. I kind of miss that.
Yeah. Actually, Kevin, that's the weekend we're gone, so that might work out for you.
Yeah, okay.
Can he?
They have everything. You don't even bring a bow, I guess.
See, I don't. I'd rather him shoot his own bow, though. Are you allowed to bring your own bow?
I mean, you can ask him.
Seems like you'd want him to get more reps in with that bow, you know, than just.
I was hoping they do start with traditional because that's how they're going to learn better. Oh, I think.
That's different, I guess, if they do that. Tread. All right, we'll see. I'll talk to him. Since Papa's paying, I guess we'll see what's going on.
Can I borrow $200, Kevin? Sure. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Sure.
Dang. All right. Well, I think that's it. Nope. We'll see you tomorrow. We gotta go to Kevin's. You gotta get all those packages together for all those great Team BHP people, all those giveaways. So we'll get that going tomorrow. And you guys, for those of you joining, if you join the Team BHP group on Facebook, it's free to join. You can then see what's going on and hear about the giveaways and stuff. So if you decide to take part in the Patreon and become a Team BHP member, then you can open yourself up to all those giveaways, which is really cool. And don't forget, we're giving away a Matthews V3 at the end of the year to those guys. So it's probably worth it just to join just for that giveaway alone.
I mean, since we're giving away, can I just shoot it this year? I mean...
That's a good idea.
It's probably worth more if I use it, right? I'll sign it at the end.
So think about this for all you listening who are not Team BHP members. Just think about it. A membership, so to become tier 2, which is the minimum you can be to enter all the giveaways, is $5 a month.
$60 for a...
So basically $60 a year, whatever. But what I'm saying is... There's only about 42 to 45 patrons right now that are eligible to win. So you're one, and let's just call it 50, and let's call it 100 by the end of the year. You'd be one in 100 chance to win a V3.
I'm going to sign up now.
Some pretty dang good odds, in my opinion. That's the best odds you'll ever get in anything. I mean, that's pretty dang good for the amount of money it would cost you. So just the thought.
And that's just
food
that's
for thought.
Just one giveaway.
That's just one.
Oh, yeah. We just did two yesterday. So
make those
mystery boxes pretty and find some for Mr. Pittman.
So oh, we're going to hook up friends. Mr. Pittman. We'll get him hooked up. And, that's
Captain,
part of the thing.
Captain Ben, I'm sorry.
Captain Ben. Yeah. Don't forget it. I don't know if Kevin was on that. Do you know Ben's captain? Like, he actually flies commercial jets?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I saw.
Southwest.
I saw him flying over the mountains or something.
Yeah, that's cool. He said I could ride in the cockpit with him.
I hope there's no passengers.
Hey guys, it's Dave from the Boner Planet Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please give it a like and a thumbs up. Share it with a friend and let's help build archery together. Also, special shout out to Dead Down Wind and Tinks for title sponsoring the show. And also all of our other great sponsors. You can find all of them in the link below on this podcast and or in video on YouTube, Facebook. There will be links below. Thanks for watching. We love you guys. Take care and be safe.